And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the KUAF listening area. Let's start with politics, Michael. First of all, how are you doing on this Friday?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm glad it's a Friday, and I know everyone else may be jacketed up, but I love this time of year. I love the weather.
Well, if you're a political junkie, you love this time of year, and on the CityWire.com right now, you take a look at many, if not all, of the contested legislative races in our region.
Well, I think they're conflicted also.
They are.
Yes. There, in the Fort Smith area and in the Northwest Arkansas area, there are 32 legislative districts, House and Senate, and 15 of those are contested, which I thought was interesting. 17 of those either did not have an opponent or the winner was determined in the primary. I think there's a story there that's a little bit disconcerting that we have that many uncontested. But anyway, yes, we're looking at the House races, and we'll do this through next Wednesday. And what we do, we've just asked the candidates, you know, what are your top issues? What are your legislative goals? Why do you think you're the best candidate? And we gave them also four yes, no, don't, no response answers, which we've got the most kickback, so to speak, from the candidates. And they say, well, we don't like yes or no questions. And I'm thinking, well, when you vote, you're voting yes or no. I mean, so if you make it to the floor of the House or the Senate, and you vote, you don't get a chance to elaborate on your vote. It's simply yes or no. So interesting folks. I think they want to spin their yes or no answer.
And
out there.
And of course, this could be an election on November 6th of historic proportions in Arkansas.
Yes, and thanks for pointing that out. I meant to go into that. This is why we're doing that. You know, it's likely that Republicans will capture the House, Arkansas House of Representatives, and possible that they'll capture the Arkansas Senate. Even if they capture the House, that'll be the first time since Reconstruction. That's an historic political event. And being a political junkie, I just sometimes politics can be nasty, but it's kind of nice to witness this. Not that I'm out for GOP control. It's just interesting. If you're a political junkie, this change in dynamic is just great to watch.
If you are the world's largest retailer, you can flex your muscles. And this week, Walmart flexed some muscles when they were talking to suppliers from around the world.
Yes, and from around the world. You know, they made this announcement in Beijing on Thursday. And essentially, Mike Duke, Walmart Store's CEO, said, hey, we're serious about the sustainability thing. And if you're not serious by 2017, essentially giving them 5 years, then you'll risk losing shelf space. I mean, they stopped short of saying we're going to drop you. And of course, it's 5 years out. Walmart has changed policies before. It's not written in stone, but it got everyone's attention, that's for sure. And Walmart rolled out the sustainability index, and essentially, what they're asking their suppliers to do is to reduce their emissions, reduce their energy use, and it's a lot of people praised Walmart for being so environmentally sensitive on this, but Walmart also, everything they do has an economic side, and they know that to do some of these things, you'll eventually reduce your cost. And so they rolled out this index in 2009. It evaluates, I think, about 107 categories. If it's not 107 exactly, that's close. But what's interesting is Walmart has roughly 55,000 active suppliers around the world. And it's estimated only about 500 suppliers are actively participating in this index. So I think Walmart saw that and saw that they wanted a little more participation. So they've kind of laid down the law, so to speak.
Sales tax collection numbers came out this week. And for many cities and communities, the numbers are up.
Yes, Kyle, I just continue to be amazed at Bentonville, their sales tax collections. We're up almost, it was like 16.9 something, almost 17%. Now, obviously you have Walmart there, but I think what we're hearing from Bentonville business owners, Bentonville officials, is just Crystal Bridges just bringing so many folks in. And I think Crystal Bridges, the recent estimate is that on a slow day they have about 900 visitors, and on a busy day it's up to 4,000. that's quite a few people coming into what is still a relatively small town there in northwest Arkansas. But Rogers had 10% gains. Springdale, Fayetteville were all up, very healthy gains. Siloam Springs was down a little over 2%. That was the only decrease. And even in Fort Smith, sales tax collections were, and these were primarily back-to-school sales also, but sales tax collections in Fort Smith were up just a little over 4%. So it's a good indication that consumer spending is not either is not dead or, you know, possibly rebounding. We've seen enough in northwest Arkansas to think that there's a good trend, and hopefully we'll see that in the Fort Smith area as well.
And, you know, when you talk about Bentonville, yes, Crystal Bridges is now almost a year old, and the numbers are still there. But it's this sort of exponential growth because you have C21 that's going to open up, and these other things that are happening, there's reason to believe that while many people will have seen Crystal Bridges after 2 or 3 years, other things that are coming there because of Crystal Bridges will keep some of this sales tax action going.
Yeah, I think that's very much the case. I'm trying to remember who it was explained this to me, and I feel bad for not being able to remember, but they suggested that Crystal Bridges, you know, Walmart and its supplier community creates its own little circle of economies. And it was suggested to me that maybe Crystal Bridges, obviously on a smaller scale, is doing somewhat the same thing. You have the hotels and the restaurants and the other things open up because of the 900 people a day or the 4,000 people a day that are coming to Bentonville. And it's not only Bentonville. I suspect that other cities are getting that, especially Rogers. And if the cities of Springdale and Rogers and Fayetteville aren't somehow trying to market to those people who are coming in to see Crystal Bridges, then shame on them. I suspect they are, but, I mean, I just can't imagine they wouldn't be doing that.
Finally, the redheaded stranger, Willie Nelson, is coming back to Fort Smith.
Yes, he's on the road again, back to the fort. you know, I think I'm glad he's here. My wife's a big fan. The last time we saw him, he was in Eureka Springs there at the very small, intimate event. So hopefully we'll be able to have a chance to get back there. And the Fort Smith Convention Center, by the way, has improved their revenue. The revenue's up year-to-date a little over 44%, and I think many of our listeners remember that nasty little prepared food tax debate in which folks said the convention center needs to be operated better before they'd consider a tax. Well, maybe here you go.
What's really interesting about that report is when you look at what were the highest earning events, you talk about an eclectic list of things that have happened in a venue.
Right. I mean, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Hispanic Catholic Charismatic Conference.
Yes.
Symphony. Blue Man Group.
Yeah, that's a good mix, and I think that's a healthy mix. It's healthy to have that kind of diversion.
It is.
There, and hopefully they can keep it up. I mean, they're still losing money, but most everyone knows a convention center, no matter, unless it's built in Las Vegas, but typically a convention center does not make money. It's there to bring people into an area and generate revenue around it.
So you're saying that it's generally kind of, in business terms, a lost leader for a city?
Yeah, it's exactly a loss leader for a city. Now, you want to make sure it's not bleeding money, which possibly it was, but, I mean, this is a good report. It's being operated better. They've kept expenses down. And they're still bringing stuff in. There was a concern that if they cut budgets and cut expenses, it wouldn't be utilized as well. But so far, so good.
Well, have a pleasant jacket-filled weekend, Michael.
All right, and go Hogs.
And go Hogs. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, culture, business, and more for the entire listening area.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And this is our Fall On Air fundraiser. The number is again 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
Yes, you can.
Now, you've probably noticed that the news on KUAF is really more than just news. Sure, you get the headlines, but you probably tune in each day for more than the headlines. I know on Ozarks at Large, we have such an eclectic mix of stories. It's definitely more than things you would just read in the daily headlines in the local newspaper or
right
on the here on the 6 o'clock news. Definitely very different things.
Yes, polar opposites, perhaps.
But that is why you've chosen KUAF for your news source. You get longer stories with insight into why things happen. I know that's something I often get to talk to other reporters, that I really enjoy the fact that on radio you have more time to tell a story. You get a better understanding of the way your life might be affected by what's in the headlines. You get information you can use and information you can share with friends and family. With Ozarks at Large, we make it very easy to share that information with our website.
Right. You can go to the website, get the individual stories if you like, and you can share them on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Google. You can send
out
a tweet.
You just email the link to your
right.
friends, and everybody can hear what you've heard.
Right.
It's this kind of in-depth reporting that comes to you every day on KUAF, but all of this is not free.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to tell you today that your financial support of KUAF helps pay for this kind of reporting, and your call right now will make a difference. So you please can call us at 575-KUAF or 800-522-KUAF. Your support in the past and support from listeners just like you that's helped make the news on KUAF as good as it is today. Your support also lets us know that the news and programs like Morning Edition and Ozarks at Large and All Things Considered, they're valuable to you, and it's important that we keep them on the air. Taking that extra step from being a listener to becoming a member is a little like going beyond the headlines. It's that extra step that makes a difference for you and for KUAF. So you can call now with your financial support if you haven't done so yet by calling 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. If it's easier, that's 800-522-KUAF. Also can pledge online at supportskuaf.com.
One of the items that we have on today's show that really could not be summarized at all in a headline is later an artist, Robert Skaggs, and a musician and composer, Dan Knight,
uh-huh.
are combining on a show tomorrow night in Bella Vista at First United Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday,
mm-hmm.
explaining how they are kindred spirits when it comes to creativity and where they think creativity may come from.
Hmm.
There's no way you could get it in a headline.
No.
And there's no way that most broadcast formats would ever touch it. But we give them a venue to talk. And I hope you'll find their conversation very interesting.
But also we give them a venue and other local musicians to perform.
Right.
And you don't have that luxury with other forms of media. You don't have either the media itself to
right.
portray that, you know, with print, for example, or with television, you may not have the time
right.
to be able to do that.
But we welcome both visiting and local musicians to come in and play the Mary Baker Rumsey piano or bring their guitar or whatever.
Whatever they want.
And here's the thing. We get to do it as often as we like.
I know.
It's
great fun.
It is. And we appreciate that you have supported Ozarks at Large enough to let us grow and have the time.
And have the space to do it.
Right.
And the equipment.
That's right. And provide this stage. We appreciate it. If you appreciate our commitment to local arts, local literature, as well as local news, please remember that your contributions keep us on the air and keep us growing. 800-522-5823.
575-5823.
Or support KUAF.com.
And thanks.